Time now for a Left of Lansing Friday Short on this December 15th of 2023. For my last Friday Short of the year, I'd like to remind you who is trying to block all of the progress that we've made here in Michigan ever since we put Democrats back in complete power in Lansing. Kyle Davidson in Michigan Advance wrote a story detailing how business groups are joining forces to stop those evil Democrats in their quest to reverse all of the failed economically, environmentally, and anti-worker policies passed by Republicans through the years. Now, this coalition, which goes by the ironic name of Great Lakes Growth, is an amalgamation of anti-growth groups such as the extreme right-wing Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Michigan Bankers Association, Michigan Manufacturers Association, and many more. They're banding together to fight back, they say, against all that scary legislation Democrats have passed and are proposing to pass next year. So my question is, why would Democrats purposefully pass bills into law that would intentionally hurt business development and the workers businesses depend on? I mean, these bills sound completely awful. What exactly is Great Lakes Growth opposing? Because, again, they have to be completely abhorrent. Well, according to Davidson's story, they're against a Democratic proposal for a state family and medical leave program, which Governor Gretchen Whitmer introduced last summer. And I can see why these elitist business group folks would stand against workers having the ability to leave so that way they could care for a loved one, let's say, or even better, stay home while sick themselves and thereby reducing the likelihood of getting fellow co-workers sick. Oh man, the madness. I mean, we can't have this kind of common sense around here when there's profits to be made. Oh, and they're against Democrats passing bills repealing a ban on local project labor agreements and a ban on local government's abilities to set labor standards, including higher than state minimum wages. Now, I found that part very interesting because these lobbyists have spent the last few months yelling and complaining about Democrats passing a bill that rips away a right-wing local government's ability to block a local farmer from allowing their land to be used for solar farms and wind turbines. Yet, at the same time, they're against local government's power to set labor agreements and labor standards because, you see, that helps workers. Now, you'd think these lobbyists are salivating at resurrecting right to work for less. I mean, they were so against it when Democrats repealed it earlier this year. So they want to reinstate right to work for less, right? Wrong. According to Davidson's story, quote, "We're not going to rehash old fights, like you will never see us talking about right to work or anything like that," Wendy Block, Senior Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, said. So let me repeat. Wendy Block said, "You'll never see us talking about right to work or anything like that." Wow! For a group that says Democrats are doing everything wrong, notice how the so-called Great Lakes Growth is backing down on a right to work for less. And why? Because progressive policies are popular with the people. The ideas that we've been pushing, like expanding the child tax credit, repealing the retirement tax, supporting a farmer's right to use their land for clean energy, taking steps towards a cleaner energy future in the state, allowing the state to protect its people by setting up stronger environmental standards than the federal government is, so that Michiganders aren't breathing heavily polluted air or drinking toxic water, investing more into our schools, and providing free meals to students. All of those policies are popular with the people. If there's anyone who's out of touch with Michigan, it's this Great Lakes Growth group who continues to show its complete disdain for working-class Michiganders. We tried their ways for the last 40 years, and we experienced abysmal failure. Progressive ideas, as we've always known, are the true pro-worker and pro-economic growth ideas. You can always email me, leftoflansing@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and also on Threads. Don't forget to subscribe to the Left of Lansing podcast and give it a 5-star review if you can. And please subscribe to leftoflansing.com.